Well, we've wound up our season. Well, we haven't wound it up really, but we've come to the end of our promotion of the mission appeal for Cassisi, and we'll let you know next week how that's gone when we do the totals between the two churches. And thank you for all of those people who've contributed to that. Thanks to everyone who dressed our tree. Advent's here, and it's the countdown to Christmas. But Advent's a season in its own right. A season not just of counting down the days to Christmas, but a time of watchfulness and preparedness. And we have purple as the season of Lent, which is a solemn colour. It's a time for reflection and making sure that we're ready for when Christ comes, whenever that might be. But certainly the coming that we celebrate at Christmas time. Now this morning I thought we would do the Jesse tree. It's a little while since we did it, and of course we now have the wonders of PowerPoint. I thought, oh, we could do a wonderful PowerPoint of the Jesse tree with flashing images and all that kind of stuff. And then I thought, no. Let's go back to the old way of doing things. So we're going to have a sermon on the Jesse tree. Well, I don't know if it's a sermon. We're going to do the Jesse tree as a church family. And the Jesse tree is it's kind of like a... You know, you've got all these genealogies on the telly now, you know, and they show where your roots came from, and you go back and you find out that your dad was a coal miner, and you know, all the kinds of stuff, and celebrities go back and find out where their roots were. Well, the Jesse tree is basically genealogy of Jesus. It's looking back on where Jesus came from, his family tree, and all the people who are in that tree. And as you do that, you get an idea of the history leading up to Jesus throughout the Old Testament. And it's a bit of fun. You up for that then? Good. There's a verse, why it's called Jesse tree is because there's a verse in Isaiah chapter 11, which is then repeated throughout scripture, which says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." So, and that root, it's like a family tree. So there you go. We're going to do a family tree of Jesus. And we're going to do visual aids, but you're going to supply them. And so I'll just get a bit of the genealogy and then I can help as we go through. If we were starting with the genealogy of Jesus, who would we start with? It really is a DIY sermon this morning. If you don't answer it, doesn't go very far. So who would we start with? Have you got me? Yes, who would we start with? Mary. Start with Mary. No, you don't start with Mary. Start at the bottom of the tree. You're going to work backwards. No, I'm sorry. We're not going to work backwards. I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. I know what you mean. But no, we start at the bottom of the tree, as it were. Adam, thank you. Yes, okay, Adam. So if we were having a visual aid for Adam, what would that be? An apple, that'd be good. Anyone got an apple? Sorry?
We didn't know about this.
No? No, you didn't know. It didn't come prepared. A leaf. Why a leaf? A fig leaf. Okay, so we need a big leaf then, don't we? Anyone got a big leaf? Ian, go in the garden and get a big leaf. It might have to be an evergreen tree. Yeah. Find a big leaf. A big leaf. Adam. Yeah, well, I mean, what happened with Adam? Adam is in the garden with Eve, and there's this story about a serpent tempting Eve, and Eve causing Adam to sin. Serpents don't talk. Oh, thank you, Ian. Come out to the front with that, would you?
Not very big.
Oh dear. It didn't take long to degenerate, did it, with this lot? Would you stand here for me then, Ian? Yeah, that's a perfectly fine leaf. Thank you both. Ian will be Adam. Yes, serpents don't talk. The idea that Adam and Eve had children, and then those children had children, it's all, you know, it's meant to be a little story about the fact that God made the world and it was beautiful and we messed it up. So Adam and Eve is a really good place to start from. You know, when you have all the business about, you know, why does this happen in the world and why does that happen in the world, you're meant to be able to refer back to this story, this picture, this poem,
about creation, in which God made the world beautiful and it went wrong. And it just tells us that things aren't the way they're supposed to be. And that's really helpful, you know, because when people say, oh, well, you know, such and such a dreadful thing happened, well, you know, it's God's will. No, it isn't God's will. It went wrong. Things started going wrong in the world. It's not functioning the way it should. That's helpful, isn't it? Yes. Right, so we've got Adam. Where do we go from Adam? Has anyone got another person after Adam? Who next big person in the Bible after Adam? No, there's a bit that happens in between that. Sorry? Anyone else?
Cain.
No. Well, before Cain. No, I think it's someone before. I'm thinking of a big thing that happened before then. Noah. Thank you very much, Trinity. You said no, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, Richard. You have to shout louder. Noah, what happened with Noah?
Right,
it rained. So what symbol could we have for Noah? An ark. Anyone got an ark? There's one in there, is there? Oh, fabulous. So here we go. Look at this. This is good. This is good. Well, we've got an ark. Brilliant, brilliant. Who's going to come and be... oh, Janet. Janet's got an ark. Ooh. Brilliant. Well done, Janet. You don't have to hold it, but you've got to stand next to it. You're Noah. You're Noah. Okay, that's cool. Adam? Noah. I mean, the story of Noah. There was a terrible, terrible flood. People used to see the weather as a sign of God's judgment. Yeah? Some people today still come out with this stuff. Oh, there's been a flood. We must have done something terribly wrong. God sent a tsunami. It must be because people were sinning. It's weather. And sometimes it goes dreadfully wrong. And in this case, it did go dreadfully wrong. Fortunately, people were able to see that there was they saw this rainbow and they saw a sign that, you know, perhaps God wasn't as judgmental as they thought he was. And there is in the weather also signs of God's blessing. So there's an ark, the wonderful saving of the animals. Again, a beautiful story of trying to see God's providence, even at times of great disaster. Right, next after Noah. Who could we have after Noah? Someone said Abraham, didn't they? Who said Abraham? Right, what could we have as Abraham? What sign could we have for Abraham? Sorry? What happened to Abraham? Anyone going to volunteer what happened to Abraham? We had it in the story today. What did Abraham do? He lived to be very old. You're very old.
Even older than me.
And he had a baby. Yeah. From Sarah, who was very old. Don't panic. I'll tell you what we could do. If you brought your walking stick, right? Here you go. You bring your walking stick, Doris. Yeah, come on. Hey, I'll bring a chair because you're very old. Here you go. No, you sit on the chair. No. It's part of the visual aid thing. Yeah, it's part of the visual aid thing. You can be Sarah, and we'll think of you. We'll think of Abraham being with you. But Abraham and Sarah. The thing about Abraham was that God said to him, go on this big long journey, uproot your home. Everybody go on this big long journey and I'll give you descendants, do you remember? And the nation of Israel. A wonderful, wonderful thing. So you're going to be Sarah this morning with your walking stick because you went on a long journey, you see? Long journey. Well done. There you are. That'll teach you to get involved. Much more fun this than PowerPoint, isn't it? Right, after Abraham, who we have after Abraham? Who was Abraham's son? The little ones are all out this morning, and this little one's not listening, so it'll be all right. Of course, that was an amazing story, wasn't it, with Abraham, where he, you know, there was this bit about sacrificing Isaac, remember? And, I mean, clearly, child sacrifice was something that was going on at that time. I don't believe that God said to Well, don't tell the bishop this. I don't believe that God, you know, was playing around with these games, you know, or let's see how far you'll go in terms of killing yourself. But I do think the story is a wonderful lesson to us of how God said, no, that's not what I want. I don't want this kind of sacrifice of human life. And you look at how life was cheap in some of these religions, how many people were killed as sacrifices in some religions. It's horrific. And one of the things we learned was that God said, no, I don't want this sacrificial thing to go on. So we could have an Isaac, couldn't we? Who could be Isaac? What symbol could we have for Isaac? A sheep. Do we have any sheep? Has anybody got a penknife? Has John got a penknife? Maura, go to the kitchen, get a knife. We could have Isaac with a knife, couldn't we? Because it was part of the whole sacrifice, Abraham and Isaac with the sacrifice. So someone can come and have a knife. Who would we have after Isaac? Who could we have? Joseph. Okay, that's lovely. Thank you, Laura. What happened with Joseph?
He had a dream,
yes. Oh, brilliant. He had a nice coat. Has anybody got a nice coat? Morris! Yeah, Morris, you... You look the business, Morris. Yeah, come on now. Who's going to hold the knife? Who's going to be Isaac? Could you come be Isaac for us? Oh, thank you very much indeed. Here I'm Isaac. Yeah, and you're going to be Joseph this morning, Morris. Is that all right? And have you got your coat, your long one? Go on, go on. Because that's a really magical coat, that one, you see. Joseph, who was kind of the beloved brother, the beloved son, and he had this kind of special coat. Morris always has cool coats. Look at that. There we are. All it needs is a bit of colour in it. And we'll be... Oh, that's perfect, actually. You're an excellent Joseph. You would make an excellent Joseph, actually. Yeah, okay. Who could we have after Joseph? I was thinking of... Sorry, who was that? Yeah. I was thinking of Moses. Moses? What could we have for Moses? A tablet. That's right, because Moses had the commandments, didn't he? What have you got? Go on, Chris. I've got you some tablets. There you go. The tablet. Yeah. I know. But, you know, work with it. The commandments. The commandments. Okay, that's brilliant. Who would we have after Moses? Who could we have after Moses? David, yeah, King David. What's special about King David? Sorry? A sling. Because he catapulted a stone into Goliath. Then we've got a stone. Morag, you're very helpful. If we had a stone, yeah, in the Garden of Remembrance, there's lots of stones. A stone for David, couldn't there? Because he got a catapult and he killed Goliath. Absolutely brilliant. Yes, so we have David. And who was David's son? The wisdom of Solomon. Yes, David. And Solomon was very wise. What could you have for wisdom? An owl. Or a Bible. You've got an owl, Jane. What's this? It's our Wednesday.
My Sheffield Wednesday membership card.
Sheffield, otherwise known as?
The Owls.
Jane, come here. Wonderful. Wisdom of Solomon. Perfect. Where is... Only one. All we wanted was one stone. She's gone looking for a giant. Okay. Oh, we could have. Yeah. We could have used the tambourine. She has got lost, hasn't she? Sorry?
No.
There are lots of pebbles in the garden. Oh, give her a cheer. Oh, Maura. You come and stand up here. You can't get sent down the road. So you're on this side. So we've got David with his stone. And then we've got the owl with Solomon. Is there anyone else we wanted to put on it before Jesus? How about Mary? Mary, yeah? Or Joseph? Joseph. Okay, what could we have for Joseph? He was a carpenter. A piece of wood. Oh, Maura, perfect. Come on, Jim. You can be Joseph. Well, here we've got a real living Jesse tree this morning. If you go on the internet, you'll find all kinds of Jesse trees, but none as good as this. It's a homemade Jesse tree going all the way from Adam. Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Joseph, Moses, David, Solomon, and Joseph, who was a carpenter who passed that trade on to Jesus. I think it does the Jesse tree is it kind of fixes Jesus in history. You can see the way in which the pattern of God's working with people develops. As you go through the pages of the Old Testament, you see some of these instances which are quite distasteful sometimes. I mean, David is a marvellous king, but his life was riddled with human failure, the kinds of terrible things that he did. When you look at Abraham, you know, his life wasn't, you know, there was some terrible stuff going on there. But you see this development of God's understanding with his people and how people began to learn more about God. From primitive days, right up eventually until God reveals himself in Jesus. And in Jesus we see God clearly through this progression, this development of understanding through the pages of the Old Testament. And then at Christmas time when Jesus is born, we see God in all of his fullness. Revealed as he's never been revealed before, not through the prophets or the patriarchs or any of the people that we remember through the pages of the Old Testament. We see the fulfillment of all of God's promises. Thank you very much indeed, everyone. Give him a round of applause. Thank you very much.